Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
First of May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 5th of December, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news and sport and business and Sea-Watch and travel updates. The newsmakers in person. Tonight, Manx Care's view on the new Alzheimer's treatment, diversifying the Manx fishing industry, Braddon Commissioners, zero tolerance for fly tippers, skilling up for the construction industry, and Port Erin Commissioners by-election candidate voice number three.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Public Health Isle of Man has issued a warning to parents following the deaths of six children in England and Wales since September. They died of strep A, a rare bacteria that causes scarlet fever. There's more information on this at manxradio.com. A new High Bailiff has been appointed in the Isle of Man. James Brooks will take over from Her Worship Jane Hughes, who plans to retire in April after around 4 years in the role. And an axe-throwing business in Douglas has applied for permission to extend its opening hours. Mad Jack's on South Quay wants to be able to welcome customers for longer each day. Further afield, Sir Keir Starmer has pledged to abolish the House of Lords in his first term if he's elected Prime Minister. Labour's report, carried out by former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, also recommends giving more powers to devolved governments, like control over tax rises. Police have confirmed they're investigating a burglary at Raheem Sterling's home, where jewellery and watches were stolen, but they say there were no threats of violence and no one was in when the break-in happened. And England cricket captain Ben Stokes says he felt emotional after his side pulled off a win over Pakistan in their first test there in 17 years. They won by 74 runs. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there is a strong wind warning in operation in the North Irish Sea. Status is slight or moderate, and the weather on the Isle of Man this evening, dry and partially cloudy. Through the night too as well, a moderate northeasterly wind. The overnight minimum 4 degrees Celsius. Jumurt, tomorrow Tuesday dry with sunny intervals, a light to moderate northeasterly. Daylight maximum 6 degrees. A dry evening and a cold night, down to 3 Celsius. For Wednesday, Ukraine, a dry start with a few wintry showers later on in the day. Highest is 6 degrees Celsius. Tides on the way back in. High waters at 20 to 10 tonight. Low water 14 minutes after 4 a.m. Sunrise 21 minutes past 8 tomorrow morning, and the morning high tide at 10:15.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Manx Care's described a new drug to treat Alzheimer's as a step in the right direction, but says it's impossible to predict its impact. Researchers believe there could be a new era for treatment of Alzheimer's after finding something which slows down the progress of the disease early on. Lecanemab clears clumps of a protein thought to be the main cause of the illness from patients' brain. It's now in the trial phase. Catherine Gray is from Alzheimer's Society.
An announcement like this is really hopeful for the future. Unfortunately, because this drug is still in the experimental phase, we're a few years off it being made available, if it is made available. But what we've shown is that it's possible to change how the disease progresses, which is the first time we've ever seen that for Alzheimer's disease in the history of the research.
This ends decades of quote-unquote failure. It could be possible in the future to really treat this in the way that we treat things like cancer and things like that.
Exactly. And you know, at the moment, the drugs that we have available can only manage some of the symptoms, that's for some types of dementia. So it is really exciting to have, you know, a potential treatment where we're talking about giving people more time at those earlier stages. You know, and that's really precious time for people to spend with their families and loved ones.
Some doctors have hailed this as the beginning of the end in the search for effective treatments for Alzheimer's. So what about those who are currently living with Alzheimer's or have had it in their family? It can feel a little bit bittersweet to know that these developments are being made, but they're still a bit off in the future to actually be effective. I asked Manx Care what their take was on the breakthrough drug for people here on the Isle of Man. In a statement, they said,
"We are aware that an Alzheimer's drug has been announced. This is only in the trial phase, and there has been no opportunity as yet to critically appraise the data. It is only a step in the right direction to identify a disease-modifying drug for Alzheimer's disease, and has not been approved by any regulatory bodies, meaning that it is impossible to predict its impact. The use of this drug would require very specialised brain imaging, which currently is not available on the NHS, and is unlikely to be available on the Isle of Man in the near future due to extremely high costs. ManxCare is committed to adopting new technology and innovation where possible, and will keep abreast of developments within this area."
Opportunities to further diversify the Isle of Man's fishing industry are being explored in order to keep it sustainable for the future. It's hoped other types of fishing will be able to be pursued so that fishermen don't have to solely rely on the 5 non-quota species which are seasonal. David Beard is the chief exec of the Manx Fisher Producers Association, and Jack Emerson, the Sea Fisheries Policy Manager from the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture.
"We also need to be able to protect ourselves from our own fishing activity as well. When the catch rates decline in the king scallop industry, for example, towards the end of the season, it would be good to be able to diversify into the prawn fishery. And again, that would be based on the fact that we would need sufficient quota to be able to make that worthwhile, and to be able to spend a large amount of money, which is what it would cost. Basically, if you don't have the quota, you're not allowed to fish. It's that simple. So we, in our organisation, we have about 60 tonnes of Nephrops quota, prawn quota. It's not enough to be able to have a sustainable fishery, and one that you can invest in either as a vessel and certainly not as a processor. And we would need between 200 and 400 tonnes a year.
The Nephrops stock to the west of the Isle of Man and the mud belt there is actually the largest population of Nephrops in the world. And the scientific advice for the catches there range between 8,000 and 10,000 tonnes per year. And we reckon that about a third of that is actually within the Isle of Man territorial sea. And so when David talks about 60 tonnes, just to put it in perspective, you know, it is a very small amount of the overall opportunity. So Nephrops is one, herring is another, and then your round fish like haddock are a third sort of area that we're looking at. And we think we could pursue these with the types of vessels that we have at the moment, the types of vessels that David's organisation represents. It's just getting the quota and getting over that policy barrier, really, that we're working hard to get towards.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wynn.
Pastor Mike, good evening. The Capacity Bill 2022 received its final reading in the Legislative Council last week and is set to go before the House of Keys for approval. But one of the amendments made to the bill has been highlighted as an area of concern. Manx Radio's Christian Jones explains.
The bill is designed to allow someone to make important life decisions on behalf of another who can't communicate their own decisions or is unable to. Rob Mercer, MLC, made an amendment prior which enables the Department of Health and Social Care to charge for processing a complaint against someone who holds decision-making power over another. The question was asked whether this will deter people from coming forward if they know there's a financial cost to alerting the department of potential wrongdoing. Health Minister Laurie Hooper explains.
I think it would be quite unusual for the department to charge for things like making complaint. That would be a very strange decision to make. But I can see when the department is required to do things like receive security. So if the court instructs that the department must receive security, actually that's an imposition on the department by the court. I can understand why, if you have to go through formal court processes, if you have to register things, then actually if there is a cost that the department is then bearing, I think it does make sense to say there would maybe have to be a charge for things like that, because don't forget the functions of the Department of Health and Social Care are not limited to simply regulating this bill. The actions of this bill is also about running the whole health service. And so if you don't find a reasonable balance, you're going to end up saying, well, actually, because I have to perform these functions, which, coming back to the may and must argument, the department must do these things. Where's the money going to come from to perform these functions as well as trying to balance that with the need to deliver on healthcare? I can't imagine the costs of this are going to be at such an extent that is going to actually have that kind of effect. But I think when you're making primary law, you have to put in the backstop that says, well, on the off chance we do need to do something, we've at least got the power to do it.
A by-election for two new commissioners in Port Erin's been held this Thursday, the 8th of December. Now, there are six candidates standing: John Anslow, Adele Betteridge, Dawn Curry, Hayley Fox, David Sylvester and Ian Swindles. Here is voice number three. They've all been offered the chance to be be on Manx Radio. This is Ian Swindles.
It's mainly the fact that I just feel like the board really needs a local business operator and it needs their opinion. And the board is, there's no point having a board of an echo chamber of like-minded ideas and things get stale and things don't really progress because there's no injection of that younger, more sort of ideas-focused people. The main thing I feel like that the board needs right now is I think it could really benefit from a local business operator, which if elected, I'll be the only one. We need sort of a younger, fresher ideas injected into the mix. Hannah McKenzie, she's one of the new board members. She's only been on for, I think it was less than 12 months. And she was instrumental in getting the pontoon down on the beach, which was amazing this year. You know, it never stopped getting used. And it was just that sort of fresh injection of mixed new ideas, which I think we really need. It's a board of seven people and you need seven different ideas, or you need sort of seven different angles where people can come from with their own experience and hopefully they can come together to a well-educated and well-talked through opinion on what's going to be best for the village and the ratepayers.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The mothership Anne McCrae departed Heesham at 2:15 this afternoon. She'll be alongside the Linkspan in Douglas in the next 10 minutes or so. Departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heesham at 11:30. Overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6. And the morning departure, Ben McCree heads for Heesham at 8:45.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Private and public sector efforts to equip more people on the Isle of Man with skills to work in the construction industry have been hailed as brilliant. Build a Skill offers apprentices national vocational qualifications, NVQs, in courses that aren't provided by the state. Corelli Bentham is managing director.
Basically, what we do are all the courses and qualifications in construction that college doesn't run. So, for example, plastering, roofing, window fitting. Our courses are NVQ based, so we check competency on site. So our assessors go out and assess competency.
So filling in a very valuable role, if you like, filling the gaps where the state can't provide.
Yes, absolutely. And DESC have been absolutely brilliant with us. All the courses are financed, so there aren't any fees, the same as when you go to UCM. And also the employers get a small contribution for taking on an apprentice as well. They've also recognised there are skill shortages in ground workers, and that's a new qualification that we can offer now. Dandara has just signed up 11 apprentices, so it's brilliant that both industry and government are working together and appreciate there are needs.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, B&Q is expanding its presence on the UK High Street with new B&Q local convenience stores, while rising costs force many other retailers to close bricks and mortar shops. B&Q, the DIY and home improvement retail giant, has been trialling smaller High Street stores since 2020, but now plans to launch two stores in London's Palmer's Green and Camden districts with a new name on the first quarter of 2023. They'll be the first to bear the B&Q local brand, which B&Q recently applied to register as a trademark. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. The FIFA World Cup's bringing bookmakers 30 billion with a B, pounds in bets, 65% more than the previous edition of the football tournament, according to Barclays PLC analysts. Well, the reason, it's in the winter, because the events in Qatar being played in the European winter, fewer people are away on holiday than in summer, and this has given betting activity an extra boost, in addition to the worldwide surge in online gambling during the pandemic.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower, bucking a positive trend in Asia-Pacific markets overnight. US stocks sank ahead of another wave of economic data. Oil rose after OPEC Plus nations held their output targets steady and gold priced lower. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 up just over 0.1% at 7,567. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 14,447. In New York City at the moment. The Dow Jones Industrials down over 0.9% at 34,112. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1.3% at 11,411. And down in the Midwest in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 1.25% at 4,020. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 21.7 cents, €1 15.9 cents, and 21 South African rand 26 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold's down 1.5% at $1,770 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 1.5% at $84.63 a barrel.
The world was a very different place when Ramsay Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Fast to my 14 minutes before 6, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. This is Update. Braddon commissioners have a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to fly tipping. The local authority is urging people to use the civic community site because it's paid for by ratepayers themselves. Chair of Braddon commissioners is Andrew Jessop.
It sort of comes and goes in terms of the numbers of fly tipping. Obviously, the biggest problem areas for us in the past has been Marine Drive, where people have just gone up in the past and just chucked stuff over. And that does create us a problem. We'd rather, if you know, as much as we don't want people to do it, just leave it at the side of the road, because at least, you know, it can be taken away. Whereas if they chuck it and it goes down a cliff, then it creates all sorts of problems in terms of, you know, whether we can recover it or not. So what we're saying is, you know, you pay your rates, use the facilities that you've already got. You know, if you live in Douglas and Braddon, you know, there's curbside collection available for recycled material. You know, so things like cardboard, which was dumped this time, yeah, you know, could have easily been put in recycling or even composted. But yes, generally speaking, take it to the CA site. We obviously take this as a serious issue, and generally speaking, we have a zero tolerance to people fly tipping, and if we catch them, then we have the ability to issue a fixed penalty notice, which we have done to people before. So yes, what we're saying to people is, there's no necessity to fly tip, because there are many options for disposing of excess household or garden waste, or if you're even doing a small DIY job around the house, you know, that's what we've got CA sites for. And these residents are paying towards that, so why not use it, you know, rather than run the risk of being fined?
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rhianne Evans.
Fast am I, very good evening to you. In boxing, Jade Burden has taken home the bronze from the 2022 Algarve Box Cup in Portugal. At the weekend, the Manx boxer suffered a narrow defeat in the women's 60k semi-finals to favourite in the class and world championship medalist Alicia Messiano of Italy, despite giving a high-calibre, close-fought performance, which was said to have been very entertaining. Messiano was eventually awarded victory via split decision to progress to the final in the division. Elsewhere, and local athlete Elizabeth Tinkler has made an incredibly successful debut at the British Down Syndrome Swimming Championships. The competition featured more than 130 athletes from novice to elite, aged between 10 and 50, across 44 events. Elizabeth came away with a gold and a bronze medal, gaining personal best times in both events. There's currently no Paralympic category for swimmers with Down syndrome to swim under, meaning they have to compete as intellectual disadvantaged athletes. However, this doesn't take into account their physical disabilities, meaning they don't get a chance to compete. As well as using this competition as a GB talent recruitment pool, the aim of the British Down Syndrome Swimming Championships is to bring awareness to Down syndrome swimming as a sport and to call for the Paralympics to change their rules and open up a DS category to ensure a level playing field.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, it's the 525 Loganair from Manchester came in on time. Next inbound, the 730 EasyJet from Gatwick showing on time. And then it's the 5-2-8. Loganair returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool on time in the Loganair London City Inn at 8:05 tonight. At bound tonight, 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane showing on time. And then outbound, it's the 8 o'clock London EasyJet heading back to where it came from. On the roads, Ballacalawi roads closed for resurfacing, still closed for about the rest of this week. Narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing of Victoria Street, Douglas. Look out in Castletown, Castle Street's one-way northbound for building work. In Peel, temporary closures in phases around East Quay and the Prom. Currently the Prom's closed from the Manx Utilities pumping station to Weatherglass Corner. And you've got temporary closures on the Regaby West Road for water main replacement till June of next year.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Keyside.
The Isle of Man's first medicinal cannabis dispensing service launched recently through Carson's Pharmacy in Onchan. It means patients with a private prescription for cannabis-based products for medicinal use will be able to get their prescriptions here on the island. Isle of Man Constabulary's Inspector Gav Callow has spoken about concerns raised about the service.
I've spoke to some people who were concerned about this, who rang me up, and I've explained if people have been given a prescription for a controlled drug, such as cannabis, they can possess it because it's for medicinal purposes. Obviously for some sort of medical condition that it's going to help. So they will have a prescription. And as long as they've got a prescription, there's no issues with that. They're entitled to possess it. Cannabis and other illegal drugs, cocaine, heroin, are still illegal and people shouldn't possess those.
And in terms of drug driving, those limits of how much you can have in your system isn't necessarily as clear as it is for drink driving. That's something that we're all used to. We all know what the limits are. What's the message then to people who are obtaining this legally?
So if we take away the whether it's legal or not, just take that out of the equation just for 1 minute and just look at the fact that people shouldn't be driving or riding if they've got drugs in their system, controlled prescription, drugs in the system that are going to impair their driving. Now, there are laws in force in relation to that, and we are going out and targeting people who are driving vehicles with excess amounts of cannabis, cocaine, heroin, and clearly alcohol, like we've always have done, in their system that is going to impair their driving. So those people are getting targeted. We are taking people to court in relation to that. So that is still in place, and people shouldn't get behind the wheel of a vehicle and drive whilst they're impaired through any drug.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Allowing the former Castletown Golf Links Hotel to remain in ruin is unforgivable. The view of the Climate Change Transformation Board chair, Daphne Kane MHK, was quizzed on Man in Line on Manx Radio about the island's biosphere status when sites like this are left in disrepair.
Please tell me, how can anyone take it seriously when in the last 10 years the Isle of Man government has failed to resolve issues such as the Castletown Golf Links Hotel and the derelict state that it's in on an area of special scientific interest? Because this is a simple piece of legislation that could be created or enacted, and yet it's just one consistent disappointment.
Absolutely, I'm a huge supporter of the biosphere and sustainability underpinning all the policies as we move forward. I had my honeymoon, my wedding reception at the Golf Links Hotel on the 1st of January 2000, and I am so upset to see it fall into the state it is.
Like the Adams family, doesn't it?
It is. Such a shame. And you're right, in a beautiful location, ASSI, the best golf links on the island, and I know from Jed, perhaps with the new announcement of brownfield development, who knows whether that can be part of the future mix that's coming in. But this government, I would say, in the first year, has very clearly set out that we want to get brownfield sites regenerated. We want to provide better housing for first-time buyers and young people and key workers on the island. And all of this comes into the mix.
If you follow Facebook, remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also subscribe if you follow Twitter. What does the Isle of Man get in return from its financial investment in Manx National Heritage? Well, to find out, M&H is repeating an exercise it commissioned a decade ago. John Paul Walker, historic building architect, and Steve Blackford, head of M&H Properties, were giving evidence to a Tynwald committee on built heritage.
We had an economic impact assessment done at that time. The conclusion of that was that taking into account all the direct, indirect and induced effects from our activities, for an investment at that time of about £5 million annual budget, there was up to £30 million in economic activity generated in the Isle of Man economy. So 11, 12 years later, we want to repeat that exercise and then use that evidence to demonstrate what our contribution is currently.
I think our built heritage is absolutely unique. It's a product of our history that sets us aside and our culture aside from the adjacent islands. It's also a product of our environment, you know, the natural resources, the building materials, but also the climate. You know, our buildings respond to the climate that they have to live in. You're not going to get sort of tall, spindly things when you've got the gales that are so much a part of our environment. And we see that reflected in the vernacular buildings that the island has, in the early industrial buildings that we have, in our whole tourism infrastructure. By that I mean everything from seafront hotels to heritage railways and tramways and so on and in between.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. I'm back tomorrow evening at 5:30 with another update.